By my words, I live my life. What a wonderful way to exist. What a wonderful way to live. By my words, I live my life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. By my words, I live my life. Every one of us are full of words. We're full of all sorts of wonderful words and wonderful thoughts and wonderful ideas. We're just as happy as larks. And we are. We really are. But by our words, we live our life. By our thoughts, by our attitudes, by what we think, by what we speak, we live our life. Every moment of every day, I like to put forth joyous, wonderful words. Every moment of every day, I like to put forth happy attitudes. And these happy attitudes are attitudes that I know are mine alone. I know are what I believe. I know are what make me the happiest person in the universe. Now, what are these words that I speak? What are these words that I live my life by? By my words, I live my life. Can I always speak happy words about everybody? Or do I have a tendency to look at appearances and talk about them? Do I have a tendency to look at what people are doing, what people are saying, what people are thinking, and talk about them? Is this what goes on in my world, in my life, and my attitude? Is this who I am? Is this what I believe? I have to readily, every moment, take charge of my life and my thinking. I go into the forest, and as I stand in the forest, I hear the wind gently brushing through the leaves and singing a melody to me. I sit by the edge of the brook. It's not a river. It's not a stream. It's just a little brook. The water is gently running along. And as I sit there, I feel like picking up a stone and throwing it into the brook, but I say no. I will not disturb the ambience of the world about me by my crass throwing stones into the brook. Oh, but that's always so lovely and so thoughtful. No, it isn't. Can I sit at the edge of the brook and watch the water bubbling along? Can I listen to the wind rippling through the leaves of the trees and be content? Or must I add my own 2 cents to what I'm looking at, to what I'm seeing? Must I get in there and try to rearrange things? Can I sit by the edge of the brook and just be at peace? Can I find the joy there? Now, I don't look at the brook and say, these stones are not arranged in a proper order, and I must get over there and arrange them. I don't look up at the leaves and the trees and I say, oh my goodness, they're not all in harmony. Some are green, some are a little brown, some are yellow. I must arrange them. All I do is to go within myself, and I find peace and harmony and joy within myself. And then with that peace and joy and harmony within myself, I look outwardly and I see everything else absolutely perfect, absolutely beautiful. Not one little bit needing my change to make it better. And then I look at the people around me. I look at the people in my world. And as I see them, I see, oh, they could be improved a little bit. They could be uplifted a little bit. They could be a little more gentle, a little more loving, a little more caring. And then I go within myself and I say, hey, That person is a reflection of you. That person is a reflection of who you think you are. Now, who are you? Who are you? By my words, I live my life. So I look at that person and I say, you are good and very good. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are fabulous. You are fantastic. Now, for years, I may have been thinking that person was not fantastic, not good, not wonderful. Is it too late or too early for me to begin seeing them as I would see myself? Seeing them by my words, seeing them by the words I live my life by? I can readily look at a brook and I can see it bobbling along and I can see it singing and happy, and I have no intention, no compunction to reach over and rearrange the brook. I sit there and delight in its presence and its harmony in my life because I am in harmony with myself. Now, as I look at people in my life, as I look at friends, and if I look at all the people who come into my life, whether I know them or not, and I see them as I see myself, beautiful, wonderful, loving, unconditionally loving, sharing, then I say, my world is a wonderful world. That person is great. That person is fantastic. That person is outstanding. And by my words, I'm living my life now. Perhaps a few moments before, even days or weeks or months or years, that person did not come through to me as a beautiful person. But now I realize that by my words, I live my life. So as I look at that person, I call them good and very good. And as I look at the circumstances of my life and the circumstances of the world about me, I call it good and very good. By my words, I live my life. By my words. What is it that are my words? Am I troubled by what other people do? Am I troubled by how other people live their lives or don't live their lives? Am I troubled by how I view the world, how I see the world? And do I say, I am troubled? Do I say, I am not happy with how the world is being run? I am not happy how my life is being expressed? I'm not happy. I'm not happy about it. And the more I say, I'm not happy, the more I'm not happy. And the more I wake up and realize that, indeed, my words are how I live my life. By my words, I live my life. When I realize that, I stop immediately any thought that is not harmonious with my desire, and that's all it is. And I say, the thoughts that are harmonious with my desire, I say, I live in a wonderful world. I have wonderful people in my world. I am a wonderful person. I love everyone, everything. I love all in my world. Yes, and all is good. When I'm driving the car, I say, I am the ideal chauffeur. And I keep saying that, and I keep saying that. And it doesn't hurt me to say that at all. It's a whole lot better than saying, oh, those other drivers, oh, the circumstances, oh, what I'm going to do, all this sort of thing. Hey, while I'm driving the car, I say I am the ideal chauffeur. And so, while I'm driving that car, I am the ideal chauffeur. When I stop driving the car and go shopping in the store, I am the ideal shopper. When I am talking with a friend, or anyone at all, I say, I am the ideal sharer. I am the ideal friend. I am the ideal being. I am the ideal divine being. And how wonderful that is. Oh, my goodness. Imagine if every time I talk to anybody, I would say, I am the ideal being sharing with you right now. I am the ideal being sharing with you right now. Wow. Hey, what would happen to me? What would happen to me is that whatever I share would be so glorious, so wonderful, so fulfilling, so fantastic that I wouldn't be able to realize how great it is, because I would be living in that experience. I would be living in that awareness. Yes, I have no trouble letting my words be what I live by when I pet my dog. And I say, Rex, you are glorious, Rex, you, and a smile in my voice, in my heart. The being that I am, how wonderful I am. Yes, how wonderful. And Rex radiates that. He flops his tail up and down and says, that's right. And I say, Rex, you're wonderful. He says, that's right. I said, Rex, you're fantastic. He says, that's right. I say, Rex, you're full of mischief. Oh, Dad, I don't think you want to say that. I don't think you ever want to say that to me, Rex tells me. He looks at me with the big brown eyes and he says, you only speak the truth about me. You say, I am a delightful dog. I am a delightful companion. I am a cooperative dog. I do all the things that make you happy, because I am your creation. I am your creation. Oh, say, how about that? My words are my creation. And when I create my dog as my creation, my dog is the most fabulous, glorious experience that I could ever want. Just ask anyone who has a pet, no matter what that pet may be, and ask them what they think about that pet. And they think that pet is so wonderful, so fantastic, so marvelous, because that pet is the outflowing of the words within them. That pet is how, by my words, I live my life. And I say to my pet, I love you. And my pet looks up at me and says, you bet, I love you too. I say to my neighbor, I love you. In words, out loud, sure. And my neighbor says, love you too. I'm on the phone speaking with a merchant or speaking with anyone. And when I finish my conversation, I say, been great talking to you, love you. See you again. And without hesitation, they say, great talking to you too. Love you. They don't even stop and think what they're saying. They don't even stop and think what they're saying, because I planted the thought in their mind. By my words, I live my life. And by my words, my world is lived around me. Everyone in my world is living around me. In London, they often say, hi, love. How you doing, love? Come on, love. Get on the streetcar. Get on the bus. Get on the train. Hi, love. What can I do for you? Now, that's one of the reasons that England has such a wonderful, happy, harmonious attitude about it and its people. The people are loving people. They are loving people because these are words that are natural in their vocabulary. It can be natural in your vocabulary as it is in my vocabulary. Always speaking out and saying, I love you. Always speaking out and saying, it's a wonderful world. Always speaking out and saying, I am the happiest being I could ever imagine. Yes, I am happy. I am happy. By my words, I live my life. I say I am happy. I act happy. I live happy. I look at everyone in my world and I see them happy. Naturally, that's what I am. I look at all the circumstances in my world and I see it happy, as I am. Whatever past experiences may have been, whatever volcanoes may have erupted, or hurricanes, or floods, or fires, or bad things, or good things, whatever may have happened, are inconsequential, of no account whatsoever. All that matters is how I live my life by my words right now. And as I live my life by my words, I am a joyous being. I am a happy being. I am a content being. I look at the brook rippling along, and I hear its joyous music. Each note, each attitude of the brook is unique to itself. And I just sit in its presence and delight. I like this brook. I like this water. I like this air. I like these leaves. And you see, I'm living by my words. By my words, I live my life. I am saying these things are beautiful. And all of a sudden, a limb of a tree falls down. Boom! It comes to the ground near me. And I am not frightened, nor startled, nor unhappy, nor happy. I look at the limb of the tree and I say, "You're beautiful. How well formed you are. What a lovely limb you are. And you chose to come down from on there, up high, so I could see you up close. You don't startle me. You don't frighten me. You don't make me happy. You don't make me sad. I just look at you and I delight in all that I see. For all in my world is good and very good. These are my words, and I proclaim them, and they live by them. All the people I meet are joyous people who want to share with me the happiness of their life. These are my words, and I live by them. No matter where I go, no matter who I see, no matter what goes on in my world, I am the master of the circumstances by instantly speaking my word and living by it, and calling all good, and it is good, calling all wonderful, beautiful, fabulous, delightful, and it is wonderful, beautiful, fabulous, and delightful. This is my world. This is my life. This is who I am. This is the word that I live by. The word of truth, the word of harmony, the word of peace, the word of joy, the word of delight. When I drive into town as the ideal chauffeur, do I think of the things that I want to do and don't do them? Do I think of the things other people want to do and do them? Am I going in town because I want to go in town? Or am I going in town because someone else wants me to go in town? And if I create someone else wanting me to go in town, then it's their trip. And I am merely going along for the ride and to bring with the trip my joy, my harmony, my peace, my total cooperation. And for myself, I want nothing. But for whoever I'm with, I want everything to be in absolute peace and harmony and joy. And so I drive as an ideal chauffeur, but I can always drive as an even more ideal chauffeur. I can drive as an ideal chauffeur for the person I'm driving or for myself. And if the person I'm driving likes driving done in a certain way, then I do that. If a person I'm riding with doesn't care about driving at all, they are just so delighted in the conversation and in themselves and in the world they're in, then I drive for myself. Yes, by my words, I live my life. And my words are words of love, sharing, unconditional love, joy, peace, harmony. My words are a delight to my day. And no matter what I do, everything works out in perfect harmony. Everything. I am the master of my world. And as the master of my world, I feel wonderful now and always. I feel a delight now and always. I feel magnificent now and always. And nothing else makes any difference whatsoever in my life. For I am the happy one. I am the peaceful one. I am the one filled with joy, filled with love, filled with peace, filled with goodness. For by my words, I live my life. How true that is. My friends, you're in my world. And you are good and very good. And you are wonderful. And you are joyous. And I love you. I love you. I love you.